Joel, boy, how long have you been with Trans-Siberian Orchestra now?
Since 2010.
Oh, my. So it never seems to get old for you, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, every year I'm filled with adrenaline and elated to be a part of this. You know, we have an incredible bond in the band. We spend the holidays together every year. This is our tradition. We have an incredible fan base, you know, that we've gotten to know. So many of them are our friends. So I like to think like Christmas kind of lasts about a month and a half for me while I'm on the road with this. It's just something I'm really honored to be a part of, an amazing production. I mean, it's what's not to like.
But you've got a great job, guitarist for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Who else gets to do something like this? Nobody, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely been an amazing ride. You know, too many memories to summarize here in this interview. But obviously, you know, being a part of that and being a part of Whitesnake and obviously, you know, having played for Cher and played for Night Ranger and the Broadway show Rock of Ages, I just have had a tremendous amount of opportunities and great memories in this life, you know, playing music. And, you know, when I was a kid and set out to do this, if you had told me I'd be able to do all this, I would have thought you were crazy.
Of course, you're one of the stars, but to be on stage with Cher and some of those Whitesnake and all of that, what's that like up there? I mean, are you just feeling the love from the audience every time? Does that push you forward?
It kind of comes down to a focus of just trying to do the best you can every time out. You know, I mean, that at the end of the day, it's just like anybody else's job. You're just trying to do the best you can. And as long as you're doing that, you can look at yourself in the mirror and feel good about everything. I'm a big, you know, hard work guy. My thing is always like the work ethic. And, you know, Trans-Siberian fits right into that mold. We cram a lot of shows into this short period of time here. You know, we're doing 8 shows a week when we're out with this. I call it the Marines of Rock, you know. You get out there and, you know, we work really hard, but it's a labor of love. And it's something that I don't take for granted. I enjoy every moment of it. There's not been one time I've been up on that stage and been bored by it.
I don't know how many weeks a year you're actually touring, because when you're not doing this, I'm assuming you're keeping busy elsewhere, or do you just crash and burn?
Oh, no. I mean, I stay busy all the time. I don't believe in days off. I kind of keep working with music. I think that that's part of what makes you better. And, you know, we only get one shot at this in life, you know, so you want to try and take it as far as you can. And yeah, I mean, the Trans-Siberian tour is probably the toughest on you mentally and physically to be able to perform at a high level for, you know, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of people watching, and you know, all the musicians are really, really great up there and incredible production. You don't want to let anybody down. I mean, one thing that's important to remember when you're touring, you start playing all these shows and you can sometimes get numb to the fact that the people that are out there watching, that might be the one show they're seeing that year. So that's incredibly important that you give them your very best.
And how would you describe it? It is mind-blowing first time someone sees it. How would you describe it? It's a mix of rock and orchestral.
You have a rock opera on the front half. So to take the theatricality of Andrew Lloyd Webber and like say a rock opera like Tommy from The Who. And if you mix that up with a Pink Floyd laser light show, got a giant video screen, the width of the arena, you've got the pyrotechnics and performers on moving hydraulic lifts that'd be reminiscent of like a Kiss show or something like that, you know. But yeah, it snows indoors, it's just incredible. And then you know, you mix in a little bit of like the classical music vibe and the holiday spirit, and you've got something resembling TSO. Wow. I would say that it's always a mouthful to describe it for people. So that I'd say the best thing is just like come see the show.
I guess props to the folks who do the lighting and the staging and all of that as well. You've got to have the tops in the business doing that as well, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, our crew is second to none. And what I love about Trans-Siberian is that it's not about any one individual. It's always about the show itself. Trans-Siberian Orchestra as a whole is what it's about. We all just kind of have this common purpose of having this show be top-notch, because it was really Paul O'Neill's vision to have something that lived past him and became part of a holiday tradition that was part of American culture. And we're there. Then that's the amazing thing now. I mean, we're starting to talk like, hey, this has been touring since 1999. We played to over 18 million people, grossed over $900 million, sold over 12 million CDs. We have over 750 million audio and video streams. I mean, it's safe to say we're definitely part of American Christmas culture at this point in time, and that's really amazing.
I can't even imagine it ever stopping because it does have all of those elements to it.
Right. It's something that, like, as cliche as it is when you say it, there's something there for all ages because you have that visual aspect, and the kids love that. You know, they're happy just to look at it. And you got people in my generation who enjoy a rock show, and they're there because they go, hey, this is cool. It's rocks, you know, and
right.
Then you've got the story on the front half. And so the older people that are there, they get there's a story for them that puts them in the holiday spirit. And it's amazing to look out and see families legit three generations deep enjoying it. I mean, Paul O'Neill really just, you know, mad scientist put it together. And I'm sure a lot of people were scratching their heads and raised their eyebrows when they looked at it, at the idea, but he gets the last laugh.
Joel, thank you so much for your time today. Look forward to another showing. I know you're coming up in Cleveland on December 22nd, so that'll be the closest here this year. So thank you so much for your time, and looking forward to many more years talking with you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. I mean, we couldn't do this without you. So thanks for helping us get the word out.
All right, have a great day. Thanks, Joel.
You too.